Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sextortion. That's a scam that's targeting children and teens.
That one is terrible.
That's horrible, yeah. Because of who it targets. You know what I mean? These are kids, and that's just such a whole
different. Yeah, I watched a whole special on that, and some of these kids end up like committing suicide and this and
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. It's bad, bad.
Yeah. And that's basically based on the fact that they have been convinced that they're talking to a girl, they send a nude photo, and then they're being extorted from mm-hmm. that type of situation.
Correct.
That's exactly it.
Well, like I told you, I got an email the other day that said that. And
porn history, whatever.
We know your porn history.
Yeah.
We know what kinky things you're into.
We reverse the camera on your phone, and we have, like, video evidence of you masturbating.
Right. And I'm thinking to myself, what is so kinky about bestiality, you know? And then that's my first flag. It's like, okay, well, I know me. I know what I look at, and trust me, it's not exactly kinky.
Right.
You know, like, I'm sure I can define what this is, and I am not in the kinky category when it comes to brunettes with big boobs.
Sorry. I think people would be more disappointed at what I'm looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that ain't even interesting.
Well, I don't know. Even the kinkiest thing I look at, I don't care.
Yeah, well, like, but it,
that was kind of my first flag. Okay, this is a bunch of crap, you know. And then as I go down, you know, we have access to your camera on your phone, and we have videos of you pleasuring yourself, and we know what you're watching. Again, I don't watch porn on my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, now.
Well, in theory, it's just going to be you looking at me laying in bed, like staring at the phone.
That's what I mean.
Ooh,
like,
release
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm putting it
it's
down
there.
It's
an inference yeah. that you're so. Masturbating. Otherwise, I just see you staring into the camera, blinking every once in a while.
Yeah.
So right, I mean, that's it. Like, you're right. Who?
But the number was so
who,
weird.
Like, gets their entire image right. on their phone yeah. of them masturbating?
I mean, all that, yeah.
If you're sitting in front of a computer, I could fathom
maybe.
It.
Maybe. But, yeah,
but I'm with
phone,
you with the phone. It's
do you
like,
watch it at arm's length? They get as far away as a can.
Right, how do you know what he? How do you know when he's done? Like all of a sudden, the camera drops down.
Right.
Oh. right. Like, look ooh, you got me.
Look at that.
Right.
Right there. there are romance. Well, by the way, the number was weird. It was like $3,142. Send that, and I'll make sure that none of.
I mean, look, it's happened, right? My dad, when he was alive, he got bilked out of like 30 G's.
Damn. How? Same what thing. Was the? What was the scam?
Now. I won't lie to you. I think he might have been signing up, watching some OnlyFans stuff or something.
Okay, all right.
So he was already a little sketch, right? He was one of those, can I use your computer? For what? all right.
That is the sign.
Right, because he didn't know enough to like be smooth about just putting the icon away. But I don't. Somebody called him and was like, your computer's about to break. We got to do this or that. And yeah. So by the time he calls me and I'm just like, come on. You know, but he was older. He got bilked out of it. And then my mom just had it happen to her. Somebody called her and was like, you know, something happened, blah, blah, blah. She gets all flustered. I was more annoyed with the bank to let an 80-year-old woman just show up out of the blue and withdraw $8,000. But yeah, luckily, she called my sister. And then my sister was like, all right.
And kind of. Did she ever tell your sister where that money was going to go?
She was very confused. Like, she. Her mind is there, but she has slight signs of, like, Alzheimer's coming in.
Yeah. Okay.
So she just got super confused. So we never figured out what exactly, but somehow they had convinced her, like, almost like a ransom. Like, you need to pay this or somebody's going to get hurt.
Damn.
So she went to the bank, got it out. At some point, she realizes enough to call my sister, who luckily was at work and looked at her location, was like, you're 2 miles from me. I'll come get you. But that's... You know, so then my mom, again.
Does your mom know that your sister has air tagged her?
Yes.
She does. Okay.
So like I said, like unfortunately, it's in the very early stages. So she's pretty much there 90% of the time.
Right. But the 10% could be dicey.
Correct. So that's the other thing, too. She'll, you know, once in a while, she'll be like, Hey, you know, your sister took the car. And I go, yeah, I know. You drove to the bank and took out $8,000 and that's your pants.
Damn.
Car's gone.
She also used the bathroom?
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
So that's one of those things where you're like, all right. And those people are just scumbags. So as soon as my sister, because my sister was smart and just said, okay, you're supposed to call him back. Now she's sitting with her, calls him back. And my sister said two things. And of course, it's
click,
click.
Yep.
And then you try to call him back and the phone's disconnected.
Right. Okay. Then we have romance scams, which we brought you the story of Brad Pitt, the woman in France who gave $875,000.
But with that romance scam.
Well, it wasn't even romance. It's the fact that I don't know if she was just trying to help him from his kidney cancer treatments or she was really legitimately thinking she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt.
She believed that she was in a relationship, and part of that also worked with AI, because the pictures that these guys supplied to her, they basically AI photoshopped him in the hospital getting dialysis and all the rest of this stuff. And also for her, you know, I'm looking at this picture and you're like, all right, seems legit.
Okay. So phone-related scams. Let's get into this because these are the ones that I seem to get the most. All right. So it said, scammers may contact you by phone. Some phone scams rely on smartphones and the capability to access the internet and install malware. Now, these phone-related scams include the following. Robocalls, where people's phones are ringing nonstop with increasingly natural-sounding recorded voices. They offer everything from auto warranties to vacations or issue a threat to try to get your attention. Robocalls can even respond to your questions using pre-recorded or AI-generated messages.
Jeez, man.
All right. Now we have malicious apps. And scammers may try to get you to install a malicious app to steal your information. Or they might create a nearly identical copy of an existing app and then make money from in-app purchases. Recently, there were reports of malware that could infect your phone and trick you into calling the scammer when you try to call your bank.
Damn.
Okay? QR codes.
If you are that sophisticated, why wouldn't you just get a nice high-paying job? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can do all of that, like, you have a skill set that a lot of people would hire for. Insurance, yep. The whole nine. That's all.
We know about QR codes, the read things like restaurant menus or help you make a payment. However, scammers, as you said, Steve, place their QR codes in inconspicuous spots, and scanning the code could prompt you to make a small purchase or enter your credentials on a lookalike website. Some scammers even go as far as printing QR codes on letters that appear to come from government agencies and then mailing those out.
I mean, I admire the sophistication. I just wish it was used for something. You know, it's like if Superman decided to rob banks instead of save the world. Man. But like, you can figure out how to do this. You can make it happen. You can do it on this network. Like, you can get a really, 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 really high a job that will pay you much more than you ever make off of this scam. Mm-hmm. I have a cousin. I will not go through his whole story, but years ago, he was kind of ahead of the curve when it came to computers. And he told me his plan to get a high-paying job as opposed to, I don't know, going to college or something like that. And he said, I'm going to do this thing, and it's going to be extraordinary at a federal level. And I'm like, I know you can do that. I don't think you should do it. Anyway, he's been working for the Pentagon for about 30 years.
So basically, he hacked into something.
Yeah, he took down the firewall and said, I did it like this, this, and this. And he knew they would come looking for him, and they did, and they found him. And he said, the reason I'm not hiding, basically he offered, sir,
I've applied there 10 times.
There's a little bit that he had to do to make it good, but in the end, he has a very, very high-paying job at the Pentagon, and he works overseas now. But his whole thing was like, look, I'm going to take down the firewall because it's crap, and they're going to freak out, and I'm going to explain, here are your gaps, I can fix this. So, and he's one of the guys that works on all that crap. I don't even understand what he does. I just know it's way techier than anything my little brain could possibly comprehend. So with a lot of these guys, I would almost say the same thing. Like, there's not a company in the world that would not hire you because tech security is one of the top things right now.
Right. I had a buddy who was a genius, political science, all the things. He got fired from just about every job I know. I mean, that I know he had. I mean, he never had a story that was like, yeah, I loved it, man. Stayed there for a long time, moved on to something else. Like, fired. Didn't show up, this, blah, blah, blah. So I was, I can't remember what the hell the name was. He's like, you're going to get a call because he applied for a an enforcement position.
Okay.
So I got a call from the feds, and I had to act like, and he gave me all the information that I was his manager for 3 years at this location. And they asked me all the questions. Did you know of any drug use? Did you know of any of this stuff? No, sir. He was always on time and never had a thought in my mind that.
May have been high, but he did his job.
Yeah, I mean, he stole my weed, but you know, smoked it all
but
the time.
But I never saw him
and
get
high. Act like he did. My bag increasingly got smaller. And no matter where I hid that stuff, he found it. I mean, there was times I'm like, Chant, how did you find that lead? And he's like, I just kept looking, man.
Just kept looking.
Yeah. I was like, man, I was gone for like 3 hours. He's like, yeah, but I found it, man. I was like, God.